Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message.
In the world we live in, the heroes and the people that are the idols, they don't really have the qualities that we want our kids to have. And when I was thinking about this, and I was thinking in my own life, my mom is my hero, and my grandmothers are my heroes. My grandma Jackson is the one who's at home getting better. And I will remember from the time I was really little, she's always stood on the promises of God. And she told me from the time I was really little, she said, you know what? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And she said, for some of my kids, I don't know how that's going to work out, but they're all going to be in heaven with me one day because this is my promise. And she has stood on that verse for years. And some of them are now with Him. And some of them are still down here making that decision, and some of them are down here serving. But you know what? The promise doesn't change just because their lifestyles aren't changing. The promise is still the same. And that's what a hero does, right? They fight against insurmountable odds to see good brought forth. And as a mom, that's what I want to be for my kids. I want them to see in me that no matter what, I'm not going to give in. It doesn't matter what life sends against us. We're going to make it. We're going to land. I just looked back at Will and I thought of a cat. Yep, we're going to land. No matter how we fall off, we're going to land on our feet. They have some crazy kittens at their house. And we've seen them do some crazy things. But they always land on their feet. And you know what? That's what we're going to do. We're always going to land on our feet. So be a hero, moms. It's okay. You don't have to wear a cape. But you can still be a hero. Someone ordinary doing extraordinary things. I've seen prayers answered almost the moment they're prayed, and then today. I've seen the impossible happen right before my eyes, and there are promises still looking for in my life. But I won't let go of the hope that keeps me going.
Circumstances that don't seem to change. The tallest mountain you faced in your life, pain that just won't go away. It's in these times
tempted to give in, but the answers we've been praying for could be just around the bend. So don't let go of the hope that keeps you going day to day, and don't give in. Keep standing on the promise that he gave, and don't give up. Your miracle is just a prayer away, and don't lose faith that today might be the day. I won't let go of the hope that keeps me going day to day. I won't give in. I'll keep standing on the promise that he gave. I won't give up. My miracle is just a prayer away. I won't lose faith that today might be the day. Amen. Number E, we're motivators, openers, teachers, heroes, equippers. And when I think of this, I think about a tool belt. And each one of our kids comes to us with a blank tool belt, nothing in there. And in Deuteronomy 11:19, it says, "He will equip you with everything good for doing his will, and he will work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ." I got the wrong Deuteronomy. That shouldn't be Deuteronomy. I just realized that. "Through Jesus Christ, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." That's actually in the New Testament. I think when I scanned it, I scanned the wrong thing. So I'll get that verse to you next week. Equippers. And when I think of an equipper and I think of a tool belt, I think of my dad. He always had more tools than anybody I knew. But you know what? When you came in a pinch, he had that tool that you needed. Even if you only used it once, he had it. And it's things that you have in your life when you're going through and you're learning, okay, how do I deal with stress? What do I do? How do I deal with peer pressure? How do I deal with a self-esteem? As you're training your kids and as you're talking to them, each time you go through it, you're putting a different tool in the tool belt. Now, they may not use every one of those tools right at that moment, but there will come a day and a time when their push comes to shove and they don't know what to do. All of a sudden, they're going to go, "Wait a minute. I got that tool. It's way back over here." And they're going to pull it out, and they're going to have exactly what they need to do what they need to do. And that comes from us being moms who equip our kids with the right tools. Because, you know, we can give them the wrong tools, too. I'm always telling my kids, don't sigh. That's kind of like you're talking back at me when you're sighing. And then the other day I realized something happened, and I went, oh. I thought, that's exactly the face that I told her I didn't want to see, and I do it, right? So we're none of us are perfect, right? How many moms know we are not perfect, right? We are just forgiven. We are not perfect. But you know what? We have learned some things. We have been some places that they are going to go and things that they need to know, right, Lacey? And we're laughing because there was something funny that happened this weekend. And I told her I thought she should have done this. And she's like, "No, no, no." And then she came to me today and she goes, "Oh, my word, Mom, you were so right. How did you know?" I'm like, "Well, you know, I was 15 once. Long time ago, but I was." But they're tools that we're giving them so that they can learn what to do and how to do it. And I think the greatest thing that I learned from my dad is the importance of family. There will always be a better job that you can go to and do that pays more money. There will always be things that you can schedule in your life because you need to do them. There will always be more than enough laundry to be done. There will always be more than enough dishes. There will always be, except for one thing. Our kids will not always be the age they are now. That is the one thing that changes. And the thing that I learned from my dad, he was a Safeway warehouseman. He could have done anything. He was very talented, very smart guy. But he worked at Safeway for all those years because it was important to him to be at all of our events. So he got up in the morning about 3:30, 4 o'clock and went to work, got off early in the afternoon, came home and took a nap so that he could be at every game, every program we had. He wanted to be there. That was his desire in life. And he gave to us, he still instilled in us, the importance of family. I really challenge you today, moms, to stop and take a look at your lives and ask yourselves which things are really not that important and which things are. Because we can become so busy in our lives doing things. Like my kids have this joke, when I'm on the computer, they can ask me anything and I'll say yes. Because I'm not literally listening to them. And I tell them, no, I do not do that. So the boys did that to me the other day. They were cracking up laughing. They're like, see? And I'm like, why are you eating that candy? You said yes. When? While you were typing. I think it was Lane that said, Luke, watch this. You know, it was. And it went right over my head, you know. And I get there are things that we have to do, right? There's jobs we have to do and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is our phone taking too much time? Is our work taking too much time? Is our social life taking too much time that we really don't have time to be with our kids? So I hope this song encourages you.
Quicker and stay a little longer at the kitchen.
amazing when you realize how quickly time flies. The last letter and mother were motivators, were openers, were teachers, were heroes, equippers, and the last thing is we're runners. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. When I was thinking about this word, it's kind of a dual thing. As a runner, you think about a track and you pass the baton to the next generation to do the things that God has called them to do. But in this context, runners don't run backwards. They don't run backwards. They run forward. And that is something that I feel like I want in my life. What does the verse say? Forgetting what is behind us. Forgetting your mistakes, Mom. We all make mistakes. We all have bad days. We all have rough days. But we keep running forward. Washougal is a city that is filled with runners. There are people running all over, all the time. But there's one lady in particular that always sticks out to me. She's got to be about 55 to 65. And she runs every day, because I see her every day as I go on my route to pick up my kids. And she runs about the same speed that most of us would walk. But she's running. And you can see the sweat pouring down her face and the determination to keep going. There are going to be times in our lives, moms, where things are going to happen and our kids are watching. They're wanting to see, how is Mom going to handle this? What's Mom going to do? And again, we're not perfect. But you know what? If we can just put the effort forth, like the lady does in Washougal that's older that's running, to put one step in front of the other and to keep going forward. Sooner or later, the pace is going to pick up. They're going to see a difference in us. And they're going to see, no matter what, my mom keeps going. And I'm so glad my brother and his family snuck in back there. because I was hoping he would be here for this song, because I have learned through my brother, he's the younger, I'm the older, I have learned through his life what it means to keep running. I have watched his life be hit from one side or another, or a blind side, or just head on, and he never stops. He picks himself back up, and he keeps right on going. Thank you. And that's, as a mom, that's what I want my kids to see in me, is that we can keep going. It doesn't matter what life hits us with, we can keep going. So as I sing this last song, I just encourage you to think about things today. If you have a mom that's still alive, call her. And tell her, think of one or two things that you can think of that her life has touched yours. We take so much for granted, and one of them is time, that we'll have more time to tell our moms later how we feel. Don't do that. Do it today. And kids, you're here, take the time to tell your moms how much you love them, how much you appreciate them. And tell them, just pick even one thing that you can think of, not just love, or you care about me, or you make my sandwiches. But really sit down and think about it, and think about one thing that you really love about your mom and share it with her today. And moms, sit down and evaluate. Is there something that I am stressing too much about, or is there something in my life that I need to improve, not in a downer way, but in an uplifting way from the Lord today? Because you know what? As a mom, we literally shape our children's future. We do. We've had them since the time they were infants. They're little clear slates, and we write all over them how they're going to grow up and who they're going to be. And I believe that today is going to be a new day for some of you. I believe today is going to be a day of celebration for some of you. And I believe today is going to be a day where we're going to sit a little longer at the kitchen table and just look around and appreciate what God has given us.
Today marks a glorious day. There's mountains worth climbing, miracles for believing, and it starts on this glorious day.
Stand on your feet today and just praise the Lord for that word. Wow. Let's just bow our heads before the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this word today. And right now, Lord God, only by the blood of Jesus can we do this. This is what makes Jesus the real deal. Because his blood enables me to put the past where it belongs, in the past. And his blood separates me from a life of failure and gets me to a life of success. And so, Father God, right now, we as a body of believers, we accept the great price that Jesus paid to separate me from my failures, from my shortcomings, from my weaknesses, issues, limitations,
And we receive the blessing of God right now in every area of our life. Somebody just say, I receive that today. Jesus is my Lord. He has forgiven me. I receive the blessing of God in every area of my life.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Life and Good reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.